It is Friday, October 27th, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. Morning Mix, JW here with Jude Robinson, presenting live and local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, J-Dub. I like your costume.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've got the Headless Horseman from Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, well, it looks great because I can't even see your head because it's on this shelf next to you.
Ichabod Crane. Yeah, uh-huh. That was a very scary story. But anyway, it is Halloween. Halloween's right around the corner. Tuesday, I believe, as they say.
Yep, this is the weekend for the parties. And
yes.
Can you tell what I am this morning?
Look. Yes, you are the Nickelback.
Yeah, and I spent a lot of money on this costume.
Yeah, you have a nickel taped to your back, and you brought costumes for the entire band that is with us this morning.
I did, and lots of ideas to share, and I've already had 3 trick-or-treaters at my house.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, yes.
They came this early?
Well, to be fair, they had been...
They were neighbors that showed up for a drink.
That's exactly what happened. They had been drinking before they got there.
Right. Okay. Speaking of Halloween, on Tuesday from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock during Randy Barton's show, I'll be the man on the street, and I'll be interviewing and just having fun, basically, on a little remote thing that we're going to be doing. And I'll, you know, somewhere between 3 and 5, we'll be cutting in between Randy's show and me on the street. And we will have some fun doing that.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. I really love the little... Dogs of Bark City.
Yeah, exactly. So what's cooking today?
Well, we've got an amazing show. Of course, we have our musical guests who will be here for the entire hour playing for us, Molly in the Mineshaft, which is actually 4 of the members, and there's 6 members total. Then we will speak with Kathy King from the Park City Rotary Club, talking to us about Interact Club and their trip to the Hopi Reservation. And rounding out the hour, of course, we will have our weekend events. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Park City's Giving a Bleep and a few of the members from their cast. So we've got quite a show. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And before we get started, we just want to remind everyone that Live PC, Give PC is November 10th. It's the one day, it's the big day that everyone in Park City is asked to give to their favorite nonprofits. I want to mention KPCW is very unique in that it helps other nonprofits by donating free airtime so they can spread their message, talk about who they are as a nonprofit, but also the events that they have for their fundraising and those sorts of things. We really give them a lot of time. KPCW relies on your donations to stay on the air.
We do 2 pledge drives a year to raise money. But that's only part of our budget. Events like Live PC, Give PC provide the rest of our much-needed funds to stay on the air. And Live PC, Give PC is online giving only. So go to our website, kpcw.org, and click on that Live PC, Give PC button to donate. Thank you for your support. And this is really a place where little tiny donations, even $5, make a gigantic difference.
Yeah, maybe you've never donated before and just go on and $5, $10, that would be great. But just take a moment and think about the value that we provide. If it's our Air Force DJs that play all sorts of really cool music, or if it's our 5 full-time newscasters, if it's our 5 public affairs programs, like, for an example, the Morning Mix, if that's something that you really enjoy, then, you know, go to our website and donate freely to KPCW.
And it's a lot of fun. And all of us that are that have the microphones for a moment, we are also part of this community. And it's a lot of fun to go to places like a BNI meeting or Toastmasters or something and get everybody involved.
So, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to take a short break. When we return, Molly and the Mineshaft, really cool band. We're going to be meeting them in a couple of minutes. They've been warming up in the green room. They sound great. Looking forward to this. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Morning Edition and Morning News with Leslie Thatcher is brought to you in part by Park City Hospital, Jan's Mountain Outfitters, Deer Valley Resort, the Promontory Foundation, and All Seasons Resort Lodging.
Diego here with Park City Community Foundation, creating an enduring philanthropic community to benefit everyone in Park City. Right now, we're spearheading the Solomon Fund, an initiative to provide more sports and recreation opportunities for Latino children. We're offering grants to people or organizations who have ideas to boost these efforts. To check out our call for ideas, go to parkcitycf.org. Park City Community Foundation is a nonprofit organization and KPCW supporter.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Jude. We present live local music and events in the Wasatch back. And guess what? We've got a great band for you this morning. As you know, it's the end of October. And what does that mean? Well, one of the things it means, besides Halloween, is it's cowboy poetry time out in Heber. And joining us now is a band that will be participating in this great event, Molly in the Mineshaft. We have Grace Dayton on fiddle, Jordan Benson on banjo, Aaron Patterson on mandolin, and Alex Vincent on guitar. Welcome to the Morning Mix, everybody.
Thank you.
Now you got to get close to your mics. There you go. All right. Don't be shy. Just come on up.
Okay.
When are you playing at Cowboy Poetry?
Go ahead, Jordan.
So between today and tomorrow, we're playing 6 or 7 different times. They have a few different stages set up, and some are more kind of fancy evening shows, and others are just quick ones in the lunch area, and should be a good time.
And how'd you all meet?
So we actually met while we were studying at BYU. We got to participate in the folk program there, and you know, when it came time to move on and graduate or just pursue other things, we decided, hey, you know, we don't want to give this up. We're going to keep playing. We're going to stay together. So just kind of went from there.
All right.
And Grace, who you just heard answer that question, is a 3-time national twin fiddling champion and state champion of that fiddle. You own it. It's yours.
And Aaron Patterson is the 2013 Utah State Mandolin Champion.
Yes, she is.
And Jordan and Alex are intergalactic champions of. we're gonna come up
banjo
with some things, but they're on guitar and on banjo. But you're on guitar. Is that a guitar?
This is actually an octave mandolin.
It's an octave mandolin. I haven't seen one of those before. Yeah.
I'm gonna take a picture of that.
So what are you gonna play for us first?
So the first song we're going to play is actually one that that Aaron Patterson wrote called Fair Maid.
Live in the Morning Mix, Molly in the Minefield.
No blush of rose nor lily fair, no sparrow sweet refrain, no flower. Thank you.
All right.
Nice job.
A lot of energy there. Excellent. Excellent. Wow. Oh. I'm trying to figure out how to describe your music. It's a bluegrass and it's Celtic and it's
pretty much just a mix of all the stuff that we've enjoyed playing, you know. So uh-huh. we call it contemporary folk because we just add in things that just sound right. Like,
right.
We're just like, yeah.
It's kind of an umbrella genre, so
yeah.
There's a little bit of everything or a lot of things in there. So,
well, you've all just complete. You play off of each other so well. You're so complimentary. Was it like that always?
We've been playing for quite some time.
Yeah.
You got to get really close to the mic, guys.
Go on in, Alex.
Yeah, come on in, Alex.
This is
get
Alex.
In there.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
here.
This means yeah. your face goes right there. Yeah. Your mouth,
I
bring
gotcha.
It around. No, you don't. Jummy. If you had it, you would be doing it. Come over.
I just don't have anything to say.
Oh, hey. That's all right. So this is the Morning Mix on KPCW. We're here with Molly and the Mine Shaft. They will be with us for the entire hour. They're going to play another song about 9:35 or so. This is live radio. You never know, but approximately 9:35, and then they're going to take an opportunity to play a third song for us at the top of the hour as we move the show along. So we're going to take a short break for underwriters, and when we return, we're going to do a little bit of weather. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW programming comes from Campos Coffee. At Campos, they work closely with their growers 365 days a year to select the beans for their coffee. Their blends and single-origin coffees are roasted in-house and delivered each day. Campos Coffee, at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
Hi, this is Missy Kelly, co-founder of Cat Tongue Grips and proud sponsor of The Local View with Randy Barton. Cat Tongue Grips provide a layer of gription to your mobile device or case, anytime, anywhere, and available in a variety of colors and designs. Details at cattonguegrips.com.
Back. This is KPCW Morning Mix. JW with Jude. We're just going to take you through the weather quickly. Currently 26 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. We're going to have a beautiful sunny day with a high of 58. Looking out towards the weekend, Saturday and Sunday are going to be just beautiful. 61 degrees and 64 degrees for highs. Our friends in Heber and Heber Valley, that will be close to 70 degrees, 68, 69 degrees. And then on Monday, it's going to be 53 degrees, mostly sunny skies. All 4 days so far, we're going to have light winds, like 5 to 7 miles an hour. And let's get out and do Halloween as well, because that's important. It's going to be cooler on Halloween evening. It's going to be a high near 49 here in Park City, probably 54 degrees for a high in Heber and in Heber Valley. So it cools off, so make sure that you dress warmly if you're going to be coming out for the dog parade or for the kids parade or for any parades or any parties that you're going to and that sort of thing. What do you think, Jude?
And be prepared because your puppies get cold too, and they're so, although they're pretty cute. The cutest dog costume I've seen is a Chia pet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. She had molded a little Chia for her small dog, and hopefully I get to see that dog again this year.
Yeah.
So don't just come with you dressed up. And please don't even show up if you're not going to be dressed up.
Oh, you don't like
What's
that,
the
huh?
point? No. Yeah.
No, everybody dresses up. Everybody dresses up. It's a ton of people on Main Street. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you can dress up for a nickel.
That's right. Nickelback.
Just a nickel. Yeah.
Well, our first guest this morning is Kathy King, part of Park City Rotary. And she's also an advisor at Park City High School Interact Club. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So tell us about the Interact Club.
The Interact Club is the high school version of Rotary, and we also have a high school, college version, which is Rotaract.
Mm-hmm.
So we sponsor the club. It's a service club at Park City High School, and they do all sorts of local and international service projects. So when we do our trips to Guatemala and Mexico, they come along and learn about other cultures and learn how to build latrines and all sorts of other really interesting life skills.
And how
many members do you have in your club?
This year, I believe we have about 45 members. So we have a board, which is great because the kids learn how to, do different board duties and, you know, learn about that. And then the rest of the club, they have general meetings and talk about the service projects for the month. They do different things like go to Salt Lake and give food out to the homeless. And they do a food drive over Thanksgiving for the Christian Center. So they have some really great projects. But the main thing is they're learning philanthropy. They're learning how to give back to the communities. And they're absolutely amazing. Most of their service projects they come up with on their own. They organize. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm just there as their token Rotarian watching what they're doing. But they're really wonderful. They're great kids.
And this year you're going to the Hopi Reservation.
We are. The last 4 years we have went to Guatemala, which has been great. We've built latrines, vented stoves. We had a water project 1 year. And this last year, we were contacted by the district governor. He's in the South Jordan Rotary Club. And he spoke to us about a project that they've been doing for many years, which is going to Arizona to the Hopi Nation, which, from what I've heard and what I've seen, will make Guatemala look like...
It's amazing there. It is. Because it's very scarce on the reservation.
Correct. The Hopi Nation is actually inside the Navajo Nation. And, you know, a lot of the folks there don't leave. The homes have no running water and no power, and no cell service, which is always really shocking to a high school kid that they actually don't have cell service. But I think it will be really interesting for them to see that we don't have to travel to Central America to see that type of poverty, that it really exists in our own backyard. So one of the things they will be doing is going into the schools, which are old, dilapidated schools, and teaching junior achievement, which is just about entrepreneurship and different things that they can think about if they do want to eventually go on with their lives and do something different. And also interact with these kids, which, you know, on these service trips, the one thing that we have noticed is that our kids are a lot more about interacting with the youth than helping us build things. You know, they want to get to know the kids. And even with a language barrier, they still seem to communicate well. You know, after the first day, they're playing soccer and they're, you know, doing these things that really come natural without language. So I think for them to go and interact with these kids and develop relationships and maybe even become pen pals, you know, maybe encourage them to get out and do something a little different with their lives. Or, I mean, that's really the point of this trip. We are going to repair some roofs and do various projects while we're down there. But our main focus is getting the kids down there and letting them see and interact and be part of this whole experience.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the big differentiators with the other service programs at high schools, in that besides the service work that you're doing, you're really encouraging them to stay in touch with the folks that they work with and to build friendships.
Absolutely. And I know some of them have met kids in Guatemala that they are now communicating with via Facebook, which is pretty exciting. I mean, obviously the world has become much smaller now that we have social media and those types of things. But, you know, I think it really is good for the kids. They come back very different, I've noticed, from these trips. Maybe a little more humbled that they get to get in their car and drive their cell phone and go to a nice school and live in a beautiful home with running water and power. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impactful.
It'll be interesting to see this year how that connection of friendship changes when you're talking about the Hopi Reservation that does not have a cell tower.
Right.
And
or power.
So can they take out a pen and paper and actually continue a friendship when they're thinking about their thoughts?
Well, I think that in itself is a really amazing learning experience, because most of these kids don't understand the postal service, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, they've grown up having cell phones and access to computers. So I hope that's part of it. The Governor Sean, who started this project, that's really one of his major things that he likes to accomplish on this trip is creating those relationships. And he has spoke that it has happened in the past. So
Great. We're
hoping that that's something that we can establish. And we do have a great group of Rotarians that are coming down as well. Christina Miller, Paul Hewitt, your own Larry Warren is coming down to help repair some roofs. So it'll be a great trip. We're excited.
Yeah. And can you give us the names of some of the high school students that are leading or in leadership roles with this club?
Yes, I can. Our board, actually, we do have one board member who is coming on the trip. Skylar Jackenthal is coming.
Oh, good.
She's awesome. And as far as the board members go.
And also, historically, I was looking through some notes. Besides the Guatemalan trips and the Hopi reservation trip coming up, you also a couple of years ago helped the Kimball Arts Center move to its new location. The kids get involved in Miner's Day Parade organization and also meet exchange students from around the world.
They do. Rotary sponsors exchange students. And we actually have a very bright young girl from France who is staying here in Park City. She's with Christina Miller and her family now. We'll be moving on to the Hewitts. So she's coming on the trip as well. So we do really we work on interacting. We sponsor all of the exchange students to come and stay in Park City. So they're all over the state. Mm-hmm. So Rotary brings them in. They stay in different, you know, different towns with the Rotary clubs. But we do have a weekend in February where they all come to Park City. They stay with local Rotarians. They ski in Park City, and they go tubing and really get to experience our town, which is a lot of fun. They come from all over the world. So that's great. And as far as the Interact Club, they're always participating in local things like moving the Kimball Arts. They do a social night there once a year where they make pottery and eat pizza and, you know, they help clean up and do things like that. So they really are involved in the community.
And for our listeners that are maybe interested in getting their kids involved, the Interact Club will take on more students?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And another thing to think about with Interact is it really does look good on a college resume. Our Rotary Club has a grant fund of $10,000 that we do give out at the end of the year, usually to students participating in our club, as well as just, you know, looking at the service type of organization on a resume always helps out too. So I would encourage them to get involved. And the kids are so amazing. I mean, I look at them and think, I wasn't like that when I was in high school. These kids are absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And what grade is do they do this typically 3 years in a row?
They do.
3 years of high school?
They do.
And there are how many members doing this? How many students?
As far as going on the trip or in the Interact Club?
On the trip,
we have 19, but they're actually from all over the district. So we have some kids coming from Davis High School. You know, we really focused on having a youth trip from different schools, which makes it kind of interesting, too, because they get to meet kids from other areas.
And there's how many adults per student?
There's 9 adults and 18 students. So
okay.
the ratio, it's... The kids are usually better behaved than the adults.
Not surprised there. So that's fascinating about the Interact Club. I wanted to take a minute and also ask you about something else because Park City Rotary and I think also the Sunrise Rotary, Rotary International really takes such a large role in the annual vaccines and programs for people that are World Polio Day. That's what I was looking for. So that was 3 days ago. Tell us about Polio Day.
Well, Rotary International is actually known for its work in eradicating polio in the world. And sadly, polio is still out there in some countries, Syria. And I don't think that a lot of young people realize what polio, the effect that it really had at one time. And it really wasn't that long ago. I mean, I have a friend who I moved to Park City with. She's my age, and she had polio as a child. So it's not like this was something that was hundreds of years ago that affected people. It really was recent, although I'm really not that young. But it so this is a day where the kids do different things at different high schools so they can teach other kids in their school about polio. And one of the things that we do here at Park City High School is there's an iron lung, which for those of you who have any history of polio, what these people who had polio actually lived in, I mean, they spent years in this horrific big metal device. So that we do have an iron lung in Utah, and we bring it to the high school, and it is there in their lunchroom during the day with actual pictures of people living in this thing. And it's a way for them to create the awareness that of how horrific polio was and still is. Because that is still a mission of Rotary International, is eradicating polio in the world. So it's a day where they raise money that goes into our polio fund, but it also creates awareness for young people about polio.
Yeah, and a lot of people talk about how bad a problem is, and you all talk about how much you've done for this problem. I think there's 16 million people that are walking around today because of these vaccines, because of Rotary and also Bill and Melinda Gates that have taken an active role as well.
Correct.
How do you work with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Does Rotary, do they have sort of, are they on each other's boards? How do they target polio together?
That's a very good question, and I'm going to find that answer out and call you back later on today.
Okay.
Yes, member.
All right.
Well, one final thing, when you're taking these kids to various places on the planet and they're doing the service missions, do you require that they all have their vaccinations so that they are not potentially, because in a time when not everybody's having their vaccinations, and then you go to another location.
Right. We do. And we normally, depending on where we're going, you can go right on the CDC's website and find out what vaccinations you need for that area. So if we're going into an area in Guatemala with, you know, malaria, we would have those vaccinations. So that is part of the requirement. There's a lot of paper. We make them sign a conduct form on that they're going to behave, and, you know, a health form and those types of things. So we get all of those ducks in a row before we take them down there.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kathy King, Park City Rotary Member, and advisor to Park City High School's Interact Club, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to do weekend events. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW.
Hi, this is Seth Adams, executive chef and co-owner of Rivorce on Main and sponsor of KPCW. Since 1987, Rivorce on Main has fed appetites of our local community and visitors. Our private event rooms are available along with private chef and catering services for every occasion. Reservations and inquiries at 649-3536 and riverhorseparkcity.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson.
Hey, you know, tonight is Friday, for those of you who are not sure. And it is also the last Friday of the month and the final gallery stroll, which is put together by Park City's Gallery Association. It's free tonight, as it is always when it occurs. It's open to all ages and every art lover. So explore Park City's art scene from 6 to 9 p.m.
Giving a bleep. Well, it's that time of year again. Show opens tonight at the Prospector Theater. We'll hear more about their performance with our guests in about 10 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. But doors open at 7 and show at 8 begins.
Yes, it does. And the Park City Film Series is showing Marjorie Prime this weekend. It's on Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 6.
Chris Hillman, who is the founder of the Birds, Herb Pedersen, and John Jorgensen are at the Egyptian Theater this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m.
State Road Tavern is hosting an emceed karaoke night with hosts Dave and Donna Bronson, who have hosted karaoke on the Vegas Strip for more than 10 years.
I'll bet that's a fun show.
Oh, I bet it is, yes.
One Revolution, Chris Waddell's nonprofit foundation, which aims to change perception of disability through education and storytelling. They're holding their fundraiser for Halloween-themed events at OP Rockwell tonight. Tickets and information are available on their website.
And Street Corner Boogie is at Park City's Brewery. Take 5 at Silver Star Cafe, and Jordan Matthew Young is at The Spur. He was our musical guest about a month ago.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to him being back on the show. All right, we're going to move to Saturday now. Swanner Eco Center hosts its Saturday Nature Walk out on the preserve. Meet at the Eco Center at 8:30 in the morning.
And the DeJoria Center is hosting a trunk or treat at 3:30, followed by a free showing of Casper the Friendly Ghost at 5:30.
Here's what's happening for live music on Saturday. The Poor is going to be at OP Rockwell for an intergalactic disco Halloween party with Super Bubble, Jeremiah, and Glam Maxi at the Silver Star Cafe, Changing Lanes Experience at the Cabin, and Rage Against the Supremes will be at the Spur.
And Sunday, Patrick Ryan is going to be at the Spur.
Here's what's cooking for Halloween. We want to tell you all about that. First of all, Main Street, of course, 3 to 5 for all our kids, trick-or-treat local businesses. And then at 5 p.m., the Halloween costume dog parade takes over on Lower Main. Join the parade under the pedestrian bridge at 4:45 and head up to the parking at China Bridge. Heads up, China Bridge parking will be $10. And once again, on Randy's show from 3 to 5, I'll be doing the man on the street interviews, having fun in costume.
Go say hi to J-Dub. And Park City Library is showing Invasion of the Body Snatchers at 6 p.m. And Carrie, ooh, so scary, scary Carrie, from 1976 version at 8 p.m. Costumes are encouraged.
You know, Carrie never scared me, but Invasions of the Body Snatchers, that's a scary movie.
I couldn't even handle either one of them.
Actually, there's a couple of versions of that movie. For Halloween parties, Break On Through is playing at the Cabin at 9 p.m. on Halloween night, followed by Bad Feather and Corey Adam at the Spur at 7.
And in Heber Valley, the big event this weekend is the annual Heber Valley Western Music and Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Performers from all over the country embrace and celebrate Western culture through music, poetry, arts, and crafts. A mountain man camp, cowboy church, and plenty of entertainment. Visit HeberValleyCowboyPoetry.com for all the information and schedules. Today's event there includes a mounted shooters competition, woo, and a buckaroo ball, a cowboy dinner show, and several poetry and music events at the Wasatch High School.
Molly and the Mine Shaft, of course, are our musical guests for the hour. Look for them out there because they're playing a whole bunch of times. The weekend's musical lineup includes Riders in the Sky, Bellamy Brothers, Bar J Wranglers, Waddy Michelle, and of course, Molly and the Mine Shaft.
And the Heber Valley is also celebrating the Halloween spirit. Nightwalk Haunted Houses carries on this Friday and Saturday, plus a final late night event on Halloween. Nightwalk is a family-friendly haunted house available in varying levels of scariness. Proceeds benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Scarecrow Walk at the Homestead Resort runs through Halloween as a self-guided walking tour.
And Sleepy Hollow Wagon Rides. Plug your ears, J-Dub. It's the Sleepy Hollow. On Soldier Hollow, Friday and Saturday, plus Halloween, retelling the tale of the Headless Horseman.
So there's a lot cooking in Heber Valley for Halloween. If you want more information on all of these events, go to gohebervalley.com. That'll do it for weekend events. A lot going on this weekend. And, of course, for Halloween. Now joining us back here on the program, let me just pot this down here. There we go. Our musical guest for the hour, Molly in the Mineshaft, and they're going to play another song for us. What are you going to play for us now?
Tennessee Waltz.
Ah, the Tennessee Waltz.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is live on the Morning Mix.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my darling. While they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my pretty darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Remember the night in the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my pretty darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Yes, I lost my pretty darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Woo, very nice, very nice. Wow. That's a classic, huh?
Oh my goodness. I love that song so much, and you did such a beautiful job. Thank you so much,
Thank
Alex.
Thank you.
And to your lovely crew. So when you came together, okay, you just walk me back for a moment. You're in school. You're all playing. I assume that you've developed quite a talent at this point. And you were brought together. What serendipitous moment brought you together? Jordan?
So at one point or another, all of us played in the same group, but not at the same time. So there's a organization at BYU, and all of us kind of passed through there and met each other. But now we all live in different places. I live up in Logan. Most of the others live around Provo, but we just love playing together, so we kept it going.
Wow.
Excellent. We are going to take a short break. I want to mention that Yarn, the band, is going to be playing in Salt Lake City at the end of November. We're going to play a song from them right now while we get the roadies in here, move things around a little bit, and get ready for our next guest. But stay with us here in the Morning Mix. Jude and I are here with Molly in the Mineshaft, the musical guest for the hour. And when we return, Mike Worrell and Erica Lawyer, actors in Park City's Giving a Bleep. Again, this is Carolina Heart by Yarn.
Need a new light in my heart to guide me through the dark. I need a new love in my bed. She's bleeding me to death. I need a new place to call home, 'cause I ain't welcome where I'm from. I need a new love in my life. Cut me like a knife. So, oh Carolina, won't you rescue my heart? It's been beating, I'm begging for a new start. I'm crying, I won't snap too far to my Carolina heart, to my Carolina heart. I need a new path. Walk along, one that won't make me lost. I need a new flat to rest my head before I wind up dead. I need some new blood in my veins to guide me through the pain. I need a new life to call my own, where that feels like home. So, oh Carolina, won't you rescue my heart? It's barely beating, I'm begging for a new start. I'm crying, I want this night to fall to my Carolina heart, to my Carolina heart.
Morning Mix. We are here, joined in studio, J-Dub and I, by Mike Worrell and Erica Lawyer, who are the two of the original cast members from Park City's Giving a Bleep. Welcome to the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you're ready. You're gearing up. Tonight's the kickoff.
It is. You work for 2 months, and then you finally get to it, and it's like, uh-oh, we need another month to get
you
ready.
You do, but so we should be prepared for
now.
No,
we're ready. We're ready. We're ready to go.
These are the prime time players. I've seen these guys in action over the years. They're good. They get up there, and they just go for it. You get the energy in the crowd, and you just lay into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Any spoiler alerts?
Well, the we've got an interesting storyline. What we've got is, of course, we have to make fun of Trump. If you're a big fan of Trump, you may not want to come. So we're going to make some fun of him. I play him. And the idea being is Trump has taken the Parkites into wit's end. And the two mayoral candidates and we're going to be the ones trying to lead him out and bring him home safely. And so it's a comedy around that.
Go ahead.
Boy, a lot of room for fun there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. And we've got a third of our cast is brand new, which is always exciting. One of the things we do is ask anybody, if they're sitting in the audience, if you want to be next year, just come tell us. And so we had seven people that came up last year and said, and one actually is Erica here, and came up and said, we want to be in. And so we get a good turnover. And the thing that's great, we've been doing it 6 years, is we're getting more talent all the time. And so of us olders that aren't as talented, it's kind of nice to give over to the people that really can sing, because it is a musical.
Erica, was there hazing by the people that had been on for so many years, you being the newbie? Did they give you a hard time at all?
Absolutely not. I mean, this cast is so hilarious. Yeah. There's a lot of jokes flying around, I would say, every time we rehearse. And I felt definitely invited by the entire cast of the Bleepers. Yeah.
Now, Mike, do you try to look like Trump? Do you try to talk like Trump, the voice and everything?
Yes.
So give us an example of what Trump would
sound
like.
No, I'm not about to do that. Come on.
He's hilarious.
But I will tell you, I haven't... Since I was 19, my mustache has been off 3 times in my life, and I had to take it off yesterday. So I'm feeling a little strange off of that. So, yeah, you do try to look at him, but you just overplay him is the thing, and that works.
He overplays himself.
That's exactly right.
He sure does. Now, here's a creative suggestion. What if you bleeped out every time you said Trump? Everybody could be happy, and it would be in line with giving a bleep. Bleep.
Why don't you start that?
Annette, is it too late? All right, so the writing, back to the writing. Do you both participate in the writing of the show, or does the writing process begin in advance of you?
Yeah, the writing, Annette Velarde is brilliant and has been writing plays, I don't know how long. But what she does, and what's really a lot of fun, you know, the whole thing is to raise money for charities. Nothing goes to us. This is our way of giving back to the community. We raised, I think it was close to $20,000 last year in 2 weekends. And so Annette, her idea and her vision was to create a show where she spends all the hours writing it. But then she gives it to us as the actors, and we're allowed to add. And so, you know, you make it your own, and she is so great and gracious about that it's not her written word, and it you know, it's set. And then her idea, which has really been great, is to give to all charities. So if you go on, it's givingableep.com, and you come up and want some tickets, two things happen. One is you decide the price of the ticket, because we want to make it, if somebody couldn't afford, we want you there. If somebody can, so we'll have people to buy a ticket for $10. We'll have people buy them for $200. And the reason being is you then are determining, we'll take out 10 cents on the dollar for expenses. And the rest goes to the charity you designate. And so last year, I think Annette told me she wrote 47 different checks to charities.
Excellent. So you come in and you say, I want to support KPCW, for an example. And then you determine what you want to pay for a ticket price,
right?
And 90% of those monies go to KPCW.
That's exactly it. Excellent. You designate where it goes, and you designate what you want to give.
Well, and what's really great about this concept is that in a town where everybody seems to have there's a large gap of finances, in this town,
mm-hmm.
just to say it as it is. For those of us who may not be able to participate in a high-priced event, this creates an opportunity for me to take my daughters.
That's right.
To enjoy a show.
That was the whole idea, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, though, it definitely need to be age appropriate for it because
they can take it.
Okay, good.
They can take it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be bringing your, 8-year-old to this.
Yeah,
show.
It's a PG-13/R. Yeah, by the time by the time we work through it,
and everybody's fair game as far as the fun you have.
It is, and the whole thing is, it's just like with the mayor candidates. It's fun. But we're not ripping anybody. It's not one of those places that you go for blood. It's not hurtful.
Yeah.
It's playful.
You sure you don't want to give us your Trump voice? You just give us a little.
No,
no, no. He's
you,
shy.
You got to buy a ticket, and then you can come see it. That's the way to do that. All right.
Sounds good.
He's shy. This is his first outing without his mustache.
That's it.
Yeah, he
he's not ready.
Yeah, he just feels.
Oh, there's some remnants right there.
He's all necker.
Erica, what character or characters do you play?
I play a citizen. So mm-hmm. there are five of us and then two extra that are dancers. And we are in a lot of the play, and we represent we try to represent the people of Park City. So each of us has our own character, and you'll come and you'll kind of see, there's a Parkite, and we have a lot of fun. There's a lot of humor going around, a lot of action, a lot of dancing, and a lot of singing. So this is a musical, and it's a great time. So we hope to see a lot of turnout tonight, this weekend, and next weekend as well.
It's at the Prospector Theater. I don't think we've mentioned that, is where the play is.
And can you get a ticket at the door?
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. And as a citizen, what type of citizen will you be? Will you be a competitive yoga zen person?
I'm going to try to represent the younger Parkite generation here of snowboarder. So that's kind of my role here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So tonight, the 27th, and tomorrow night, the 28th, and then, of course, the following weekend, November 3rd and 4th. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. I believe you have an open bar there, or not an open bar,
That's correct.
Have a bar so people can...
Yeah, we have a cash bar.
Can have a drink.
And the more they drink, the better we sound.
Oh.
I've noticed that in past years.
So, yes, doors open at 7:30, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, and thank you again. We've been joined by Mike Worrell and Erica Lawyer, who are two of the main characters that this show really couldn't go on without you.
Thank you.
All of the others, I know many, Deanna Rhodes, John Concannon. Break a leg, y'all.
There you go.
Go for it.
Thanks for having
us.
Best
of luck.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break in the Morning Mix for our underwriters when we return a final song by Molly in the Mineshaft. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ellen from Recycle Utah. Did you know Recycle Utah operates a bustling thrift shop? The warehouse at the recycling center will accept donated appliances, doors, lumber, plumbing, and lighting supplies to be resold. All proceeds help us to continue offering our essential recycling and education services.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
Being a member of the Park City Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business and provides a wide array of benefits. We promote your business, provide networking and educational opportunities, and even have benefit programs for you and your employees. For more information, visit us online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Get ready for some show-stopping performances and maybe just a bit of competition as four larger-than-life Broadway leading ladies pull out all stops in selections from blockbuster musicals, including Les Miserables, Dreamgirls, My Fair Lady, West Side Story, and Chicago. Broadway Divas, October 27th and 28th at Abravanel Hall. For tickets starting at $21, visit utahsymphony.org. Utah Symphony Utah Opera is a nonprofit organization and a supporter of KPCW.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
We would like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. And you can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix, or email us at themorningmix@kpcw.org, or listen to our podcast, which is online at thekpcw.org on the website, and you just click on the Shows tab and go down to The Morning Mix.
Molly in the Mineshaft has been our musical guest for the entire hour. We want to thank you guys for coming again. I want to give you everybody's name. Grace Dayton on fiddle, Jordan Benson on banjo, Eric Patterson on mandolin, and Alex Vincent on guitar. And they will be playing several times, a bunch of times, on a number of stages at Cowboy Poetry this weekend. So thanks for joining us. And what are you going to play for us now?
So we're going to play a song called Bill's Reel. And by the way, thanks so much for having us. This has been a blast.
Oh, we've loved having you.
So this is just going to kind of be just more of a jam style. We're just going to have fun with it.
This is going to take us out to NPR. Everybody get outside and have a nice weekend. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. Live in the Morning Mix, Molly in the Mineshaft.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Get outside and have some fun. This is KPCW in Park City. Morning Mix, over and out. We're going to NPR News as soon as the song concludes. What do you think of that, Jude?
They kept playing, and thank you. It goes until 1 minute after.
Oh,
and,
yeah, we're almost there. But anyway,
so. I loved it. I'm excited, and I love your costumes. Everybody here was in costumes, and what a great show. I, again, just get out and check us out on Facebook.
NPR National News is next.